All right. Cool. All right, sweet. So, hey, everybody, welcome to today. Every day we're going live Monday through Friday, 11:30 Mountain Time. Or if you don't know what that forgotten time zone is, that's 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're calling it the water cooler because people have conversations around the water cooler, the proverbial water cooler. Today I have Sarah Gretzinger here. And I was originally introduced to her through another friend of mine who had an event in Denver, and she really created, oh, I'll let her take it from here, but she's fantastic at networking. So, but hey, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. So I'll let you kind of make an introduction of how to explain how you really turn the networking world upside down. And like what you do with that and really what you've been doing lately, how you've pivoted helping other people too.
Yeah, for sure. So thanks for having me. My name is Sarah Gretzinger. I am the founder of the Savvy Networker Global. We host networking events in Canada and the US. And I chuckle because I literally had to Google what time zone when you said it. I was like, oh yeah, we're Eastern Standard. What is that? I'm always pivoting my time zones constantly, but we host networking events that are not the typical. So I'm really big on not doing what I call the pitch, pass, pray. So don't pitch your business, pass your card, and pray someone's going to call you, because it just doesn't work. We live right in a world where, you know, this know, like, trust, build authenticity, tell stories, and this whole method of showing up at a networking event and here's my card, it goes against all of that. So yeah, we try to take, you know, what's happening out there and really just transition it into a different style of event that encompasses real business growth and networking done in a completely different way.
Yeah, I'm definitely, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate, that really will come on in a few minutes here, is that if they're anything like me, you're not a huge fan of the whole, like, that face level conversation. Someone walks up to you like, hey, what do you do? I'm like, well, I don't even know you, but sure. And then they immediately start giving you a rating or a value of like, well, that's not useful to me. So I'm going to start looking over your shoulder. Who else can I talk to? And it's kind of like, I feel like you've definitely created something that completely just removes that out of the picture to have real relationships.
Yeah, I find that that's really ineffective. And I always, you know, I love this kind of like real life scenario that I've experienced. So I was on tour the last year. We launched 30 cities across Canada and the US. Got to go to almost all of the cities. Unfortunately, not Denver, but I will make it.
Yep.
And you know, we were hosting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, an event every night. And this is the reality of what happens is, you know, someone will come up to me, a gentleman or a woman, and, hi, I'm a mortgage broker. And I'd say, great, I met one last night. And they really just wouldn't know what to do because, you know, we're kind of like taught, like, that's who I am. Yeah. And so I would always challenge them, like, let's do this approach differently.
Yeah.
So you know, it's really interesting because, you know, I'm sure you've experienced it. I'm sure anyone watching this has experienced that. And it's kind of like, okay, tell me more. Like, tell me something else. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I know, like, I just put up there, like, on a scale of 1 to 5, people really love networking or hate networking. Like, before I was introduced to the Savvy Networker experience, I would probably be a 1 because I was just like, I absolutely hate this whole transactional, like, hey, I do this and you do that. Great. We can work together. Or it's like, nope, I don't need that. I'm going to move on. Whereas when I was introduced to the way you created it, it really just, I don't know, it completely just changed. And I was like, that's more my style. I like just having a real conversation with somebody. And then through that, yeah, we always talk about what we end up doing, but that's not what we start with, and that's not what you lead with, and that's not your initial value, right? That's not, like you mentioned, that's not who you are. We're all different people in the background, and you understand first, do I like this person? And then you kind of move into like, yeah, if I like this person, we'll have a deeper conversation, and then that's really what it starts becoming, I feel at least, right? So
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you.
Yeah. So what, I guess, what if, because I know right now, like obviously right now the whole world's really like kind of shutting down from in person, and we're moving more to this like virtual experience. So what have you really done to help with that, or like pivot yourself, your business, and if not like helping others and do that across the nation here?
Yeah, so it was really interesting for us because, of course, you know, we have 30 events, and in a day, it was kind of like really real. Like, we've got to shut these down. And of course, I'm not in every city. So the amount of work that kind of comes with that was, how do we pivot this in the quickest way, but still add the most value? And of course, because I have such a large network, I was really fortunate because one of our partners that we work with is Hio Social, and they have an online social platform where it allows people to network through an app, but it also allows them to connect to the events. And I remember when the app was being built, us having these conversations, and I said, well, we're going to go virtual. So we already have virtual networking events that we do on a bi-weekly basis, but they were able to really, really quickly in a 2-week time span, completely pivot their app to be able to host two different structures of events through there. So for us, it was definitely like, okay, how do we transition this? Because we're so big on teaching people this human to human connection. And so everything that I've been teaching, I'm like, okay, so now we've got to pivot the messaging, pivot the platform, pivot the structure. And I think that one of the things I've really learned through this entire experience, and I've said it a million times, but I think it hit home a lot more, people need people in business.
Yeah.
You can't do it without people. I don't care what industry you're in. Clients are people. Your web developer is a person. But for me, having people that really could step up to the plate in their own industry and know their own niche, and them be able to pivot so quickly, it had such an impact on us. And of course, because we could pivot quickly, it allowed us to still serve. We've got 13,000 entrepreneurs in our community. So I had 13,000 people coming to me like, Sarah, my business, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hold on. Give me one day. Just give me one day, guys. I'm going to find an answer for you. But yeah, so for us, we kind of transitioned the events online to create that platform. We definitely had to modify our structure. So if you've never been to a Savvy Networker event, we have a panel of 3 to 5 speakers, and so the whole basis, if it's okay if I share this.
Sure, yeah, go for it. Yeah, absolutely.
So the whole basis of the networking event stems from really studying the two typical styles of networking events out there, which I love to hate. I love to hate them, but after 10 years in the marketing industry, I've found, you know, this really common ground in networking events. So the first style is like the sit down at a table, everyone stands up, they do the 60-second elevator pitch and then pass their cards. And then one person does a business presentation, which is really a sales pitch. And so, of course, for me, the 60-second elevator pitch is really just a chance to talk about yourself, but we're supposed to learn about other people. So the second we stand up there and just say, hey, here's who I am, why you should buy from me, we're going against everything that's being taught now.
Yep.
And I would tell people, let's focus on your expert positioning statement that you can share in conversation versus your pitch. And then, you know, this passing of the business cards, and I already explained that. So I find that to be really ineffective in the sense that, one, it goes against, you know, what is now traditional marketing. And the other side is this big mix and mingle, where people are very casually shooting the shit, but in the back of their mind, they're really like, how many business cards can I get out tonight? And so people are walking away with business cards and coffee meetings. And I'm the first one to say, if you can go to a networking event and get 50 business cards and book 30 coffee meetings and show up to those, you're clearly not operating your business. Because who the heck's got time for 30 coffee meetings a week? While they're operating and still serving, It makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
So we created an event that really comes from the understanding that these two models have worked for many, many, many years, but business is different now. We all know that, especially today, right? Especially with technology today, so many businesses are able to pivot, but the foundation still stands the same when it comes to networking and connection and marketing. And when I owned my agency, you know, for anyone who's got marketing background, you'll be like, oh yeah, been there, done that. Instead of marketing the 52 businesses that I worked with over 10 years, I actually ended up rebuilding the business, because small business owners come to marketing agencies with the big question, how many social media posts are you going to do? Or I need a website, or I need a blog. And I'm like, you're asking all the wrong questions. And so as you start marketing, you find that they really don't have the basic foundation of a business. And so I wanted to create an event that allowed the transition of networking and the foundational component of building a business for those who really need to learn it. So our speakers show up to educate. And like you mentioned, you know, it is a different style of networking, because people aren't doing a pitch, but what they're doing is they're engaging in a conversation about building their business. They're learning from the speakers and they're sharing about their business while they're asking questions and telling stories about how they built it, what went right, what went wrong. So we're just naturally learning about each other. And what I love about it is there's always a common ground at the event, and it never starts or ends with sales. The common ground is always, we're both struggling, we're both learning, we're both growing, we're both here to share about how we can build our business different. And so there's always something common amongst the audience, which transitions that you know, old style networking feel that you get.
Yeah. And that was definitely one of the, so I can speak from experience, because I was, I think, part of the first one in Denver. And I spoke about like Facebook challenges and how to use that, and how like typically any industry, regardless. And I was like, afterwards, I was like, come talk to me afterwards, and we'll literally, I'll like map out what that looks like for you real quick. Like, obviously, like, I can't go into details because we're like talking, but. And like there was like a psychiatrist who talked, they're like, well, how do I do that? Because I was like, well, there's a lot of ways, you know, like you don't necessarily focus it on like helping one-on-one, because a lot of what they do has to be like private and one-on-one, but there's things that they can do that help people move along the path in a group environment. And then eventually that leads into like, let's move faster one-on-one, you know? And so there's like a way to do that. And then someone was, I think they were like another social media marketing agency. They did a lot with like organic posting and stuff like that. They're like, well, how do I do that? I was like, you'd be surprised. Businesses don't want to do that. So I guess a lot of people come from like, well, I'm afraid of giving away too much because then they'll take it. I'm like, great. The people that do take it and run with it, they're not your ideal people. You know, it's like, it's okay for them to like do that. Because then they're spending their time not building their business and focusing on the wrong things. And that's fine. Like, when they're ready, they'll come to you. But like, you got to be okay with like letting them go. The people that realize, you're like, I don't have time for that. Can you take over? And very much similar to what you said. They'll come to you. They'll ask you, like, you know, but you have to. And that's, I love that about the way it was with networking there. It really just.
People are getting value. Like, they're not asking you to, they're not asking about, you know, your price point. They're not asking for your business card. They're asking you to teach them. And as soon as we open up with a willingness to teach people in any industry, conversation naturally, it just happens different, right? Because you remove that entire component. And so, you know, in a very honest way, what we've seen, if we've seen huge sales conversions happen from our events without the business card, without the pitch, without the presentation, because it's so organic and because there's such a strong educational component. And I always say, people say like, who's your target, Sarah? And I say, it's the entrepreneur who knows where they are, which is not where they want to be. And they want to be like, they know that they have like this beautiful vision of their company, And they don't have a clue how to get there, which essentially, I know they're always like, oh, you know, not everybody can be your market. And, you know, we've got kind of a year gap, but it really is every entrepreneur needs to learn. And they're all learning from each other. So it's completely changed that. And so the pivot for us has been really interesting because we've had to kind of take that really personal relationship that we give and try to create that feeling online, which you can do to an extent, but
there's definitely nothing like the in-person. And it's funny, like I unintentionally over the last 3 days, I've had conversations that have been really focused on like these relationships. And one thing I'm starting to notice, and I feel like most successful businesses understand this, is like obviously a lot of, you move faster with people when you lead with that, I guess, giving mentality, right? There are a lot of people that are, they may say like lead by serving and everything like that. And what does that really mean? And you know, the way I'm defining it right now from just in the last 3 days of the conversations that I've been having is it's really just opening up your book and saying like, this is how to do this. You can do it without me, but it's, do you want to? But that's really the thing. Like you mentioned, you could spend all those hours meeting with people at coffee shops or doing what literally my playbook. Or you can like, or like something that will take you hours to do or something that takes me like 10 minutes to do. Like, like, what do you really want? And it's the people that are going to move the fastest are going to be like, I need, and very similar to like the way you pivoted, you had people in your network. There's things that I'm like, I can do myself, but I don't want to do because I know someone can do it even better.
Exactly. You know, and when it comes to that, I would encourage anyone who's watching this to ask themselves, because you just hit on something, and I love talking about this. When we're talking about like the giving, when it comes to networking, when it comes to connection, online, in person, wherever you're doing it, I find there are three categories of people, and only one of them is successful. The people who don't give enough away in a value sense, the people who give everything or so much away, and then there's the people who give it away, who give stuff away, even if they're giving just about everything away, and then they still present their offer. And people have a tendency to miss that piece,
that like last piece.
So people are like, I'm posting every day, I'm sharing all this content, I'm doing all these things. I'm like, but did you ask? Like, did you open the door to ask? And they're like, oh, no, I didn't do that part. Okay, so, you know, it's kind of that, like, and where do you stand? Are you not doing enough? Are you doing too much? Or are you balancing in between? And you got to fall into that one.
Yeah, I definitely love that. I've talked about this story, I swear, like three times now. I like to think about it, it's the next logical step, right? I've seen Frozen 2, I don't know how many times now, this past week or so with my two littles. So it's one of the things like I've learned from Anna and Olaf, they're just like, what's the next right thing? Just keep going, you know? But like, it makes sense. Whatever the next logical step is, I like to say it was like when my daughter was having lunch the other day, she wanted a cookie. She was like, if I eat it all, can I have a cookie? I'm like, sure. And then the next logical thing, like if you think about like an offer, like do you want milk with that? Or like the way people have used it all the time, like do you want fries with that? It's like an extra, like do you want to have a better experience? Do you want it even faster? Do you want even more support? And it's like, it doesn't have to be like, hey, buy my stuff, it's 10% off. It just, it's like, do you want help with that? That's as simple as it has to be often.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
So many people are kind of missing that piece and they're kind of hanging out in this space of, I don't know why, right? And so they end up taking every webinar under the sun, hiring, you know, all the wrong people and just kind of continuously on this hamster wheel of not creating results.
So let me ask you real quick then, what would you say to someone who's been kind of thrown into this online space? And they're like, well, that's kind of how I lived. I worked and networked with people and I just met with them a lot. And, you know, like that, maybe obviously you and I feel like we can come to an understanding of this or an agreement of saying like, they may not have been doing what they actually needed, but this is forcing them to do now what they actually need. And what would you say to them to really like think of how they can really pivot online as far as networking goes and reaching out to their network and potential prospects?
So I think it's really interesting that that's the question you asked, because I just had a conversation about this, and I'm really real in the sense that I understand that no one thing is the fix for everybody.
Right.
And so many professionals out there are misleading the small business world in the sense that, like, if you just master Instagram, you're going to be successful. Okay, yeah. And that might be really great for this business, like this specific niche, but not the person who's operating the niche. And your industry might be, but if you just, like, if you can figure out how to use Instagram, okay, but you legit cannot create an image to save your life, and you just can't show up to do that, that's not where you need to be. And I think that the one thing that I always tell people is, when it comes to networking, there are so many people who will say, do this, don't do this. Like, don't private message people you don't know, do Facebook ads, you know, don't join multiple groups, join every group under the sun. If you can do something and it's working for you, just show up and do it. Like, we have done a magnitude of things from the time I started till the time now. And I have to tell you, every single professional out there, especially because I have a marketing background, would say, just do paid ads, Sarah. You're in so many cities, you're doing all this. And I'll tell you, the most successful strategy that we've ever done probably sounds like the most ridiculous thing given the size of our community, but I call it the Daily 40. And we pick a Facebook group that has traction and interaction, and like people are not just sharing a post.
Yep.
And there's stuff happening in there. And every day my team goes into that city, they message five people, you know, hey, Gary, I know we're not formally connected. We actually happen to both be in the same group. I haven't really spent a lot of time networking here. Would love some feedback from you on whether this group has been effective in networking and making connections. Would you be willing to share? Now, Gary's either going to not respond and, you know, tough luck for us, or he's going to respond and say, no, the group hasn't been effective. So my team says, oh, well, you know, sorry to hear that. Thanks for the feedback. But since we're now connected, I'd love to learn about you. Bam, we start a conversation. Or he says, yeah, the group's been really great. Oh, well, awesome, Gary. Like, I'd love to learn about you. And would you be willing to make some introductions with people you've met here? And for us, if we do five of those, two of them end up buying event tickets. It takes less than a minute to do those messages. Two buy event tickets over the course of 1 year. It equates to about $10,000 in sales from each of those two people. And it sounds like the most ridiculous method, but it works.
Yeah.
People would look at me and say, like, Sarah, you don't have time for that. And I'm like, you're right, I don't. Someone else does it. So whatever is going to work, I mean, we do different strategies as well.
Yeah, yeah.
At this point, but we still do that to this day. And I think that the message is, instead of listen to every single expert out of the mass millions of experts out there, have conversations with a select group that you really feel connected with, and have that real conversation. Like, I know you tell me this strategy works, but these are my skill sets, because that matters. These are my skill sets, and this is my, can I learn to do this in your
experience? Oops.
End up just trying everything and they're getting nowhere, right?
Right, yeah. And I love what you touched on that. And you said, like, not really following everybody and learning from everybody, because I call that infobesity, right? It's like consumption without action. And Mary, you touched on it earlier when you said, like, they're trying all these different strategies, like they're consuming all these webinars and buying all these courses and hiring all these people, but they're not getting anywhere. And it's really important to, like, for myself, like, I can only speak from my point of view at this point. And it's like, when we decide to do something, and when I decide to do something in our business, we're like, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to try it for a quarter. And we really doubled down on that for that entire 3 months, those 90 days. And that allows, I feel like that is a good enough test to really say, does this work or not? It takes longer, yes. I don't have something new that I'm testing every week. But, and if I do, it's within that initial frame, right? For example, like this quarter was kind of thrown off because this quarter I was focusing on more live events and speaking. So it was great for like the first 2 months. And then, you know, like this whole thing happened. So I was like, oh, we got to pivot. But there's different things that happen. And I urge people, if they are going to try something and do anything, that they look at it from that point of view. Do something, double down on it, but give it enough time. And like you said, to actually do it. Don't try it for a week and then say, oh, it didn't work. Not everything works the first time, every time. You know, those are the outlier things. You're like, man, I hit it out of the park. Great, keep going. You know, so it's...
If it works, it works. Important. I mean, who's to say it's right or wrong? I don't care how you do it, just do it, right? And it's so prevalent because we host free courses like 3 times a month. We have a different free course. And there's always this core group of people who show up and take every course. I'm like, how are you having time to implement?
Yeah.
You obviously aren't implementing because... So yeah, it's a big people, but you just have to find what works for you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I mean, very similar to what you said, like the networking in the groups and reaching out to people and asking them, like that's very similar. That works for a lot of people. It could work. It could not work for some people, but it sounds like it's working great for you. And it's a great way to start doing and start getting to see everything happen. Like you said, you now know that about 2 people out of those 5 will result in like 10,000 at the back end of that, which I feel like most people be like, great, that's fantastic. Let's do that every week and let's do that every day and let's see what happens, you know? And you start to really build that momentum, but like you couldn't have done that had you not stuck with it long enough, right? So
that's exactly.
Because you said that was over the course of a year. So that, like, that's definitely what a lot of testing. Like, if you would have tried it for like 3 weeks or a month and then you'd be like, nope, it doesn't work, then you would have, I don't know, you know, like, who knows what would have happened. But I guess, so what is happening within your community right now? Like, what are people doing really to really maximize their use of this online space and online networking right now?
I think for us, one of the biggest things is that people have really, we've always had a back end vault for our members, but I think people, now that they are online more, they are utilizing that opportunity. So I've definitely seen people showing up in a different way, engaging in a lot more conversations and using a lot more of the strategies that we do teach. So I always teach people, like, when you're going to a networking event, virtual or in person, have a before, during and after strategy. So I see people showing up in our vault, actually, you know, doing the work, which I think is really incredible. And just kind of getting involved a lot more in having a willingness to reach out to people, because if you have a network and you're not selling, you're not converting, you're not doing anything, we obviously want to look at why. But a lot of times in this space, in the networking space, we're like, well, that's just not my audience. And there's that harsh realization. Yeah. I just had a conversation with a woman a couple of days ago. And her Facebook group actually is called, I'm not going to say her name, but it says for entrepreneurs, but her target audience is, you know, corporate women. So I said, you know, you're targeting the wrong people. So she did a poll and literally 92% of the people in her group are entrepreneurs. So it was that willingness to show up and go, okay, well, how do I find the corporate women online? Like, where do I go? How do I do this? And so I think people are really looking at it different. Like you said, when we first started, right, they're kind of having to really show up in a different way. It's in networking especially.
Yeah, absolutely. They're and I think a lot of this is definitely going to change for the better. It's not only like, one, is it forcing people that have never really used online or leveraged it to maximize what they can do. So it's forcing them to do that. But after all this is over and we go back to in-person networking, we can see people again, I truly feel that it's going to definitely completely change, and it's going to move toward what you have already started. You know, people are going to be more open to having conversations because they're going to realize quick that you can't just, hey, I do this. Like, it feels so awkward in a message, but for some reason we've been programmed like in person that it's okay to say that. Like, hey, I'm an online marketer. How can I help you? But if you send a message to someone like that, you don't know, they're gonna just ignore you. So it feels weird. And now when they go back to in person, they might not even start that way anymore. They're like, hey, like, how's it going? You know, they might just be more excited just to interact and get to know someone from a person perspective. And I love that. And I love what you've already started to kind of help that along as well. So
thank you.
Yeah, for sure. I guess real quick, would you be able to answer that question that on a scale of 1 to 5, love it or hate it, now that everything's kind of online?
Do I have to answer this honestly? I did 300 networking events last year. No, I do genuinely love networking. I mean, obviously it's why I'm here.
Yeah.
What I'm really loving about networking right now is that people are having this understanding a lot more that they need it. And so most people come to me and they're like, Sarah, I hate networking events. And I'm like, just come check ours out. I promise you it's really different. It's not that. But I love it because with what's happening right now in the world, people are forced to accept, and you're either gonna love this or hate this when I say it, but it's really where I stand. People have no choice but to accept that they dove headfirst into business. It's very easy to get into entrepreneurship, and they're having this really big reality that, wait a minute, I am missing most of the pieces that I need. And I love it even more now because, unfortunately, that slap in the face in, you know, the best way possible will push people to network in a different way. I always say, find someone when you're networking that supports the growth of your foundation. So whether you learn from them, hire them, you know, follow them, I don't care what you do, but find someone that supports your foundational growth, like your business model. Find someone that supports your revenue model. So whether you're learning from them about sales, when you're learning about funnels, whether you're learning about positioning sales online, and find at least 2 to 3 people that can be a client. So a warm lead and a hot lead. And if you show up at a virtual event focused on fixing the 2 challenges you have in your business on both pillars, and bringing in a hot lead and a warm lead, and you can show up at a networking event once a week, you are going to have consistent growth in your business model and that rollover of clients. So I think that, you know, I love it, especially right now, because people are kind of getting that slap in the face. Not that you guys want it, but shit, my business isn't going to survive this unless, like, now I really have to take this seriously.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a shame when tragedy happens and we are forced to do that. But if we can change the mindset and look at it, that now I get to use this time to do something different instead of, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know, it really just changes the way we do it.
Yeah, no, I love how you put that. Like, exactly. And there's always going to be the people that are like, oh, shoot. And like, sure, I say if you feel like it was a big hit to you, allow yourself to feel that, get over it, and then move forward.
Yeah.
Like, because you, like, we've all, as business owners, entrepreneurs, we've all felt like defeated at one point in time. We've had to. Like, when you start, it's not easy. You do everything. And then you start growing and scaling. You start bringing on team members, and it's a different perspective from that point. It's like, great. What are we testing? What are we doing new? How can we, like, we're always looking to pivot and grow that way. So it's, you know, you just look at everything as an opportunity. Like, this is an opportunity to really double down on online right now, you know? So, like, might as well go for it. Learn what you need to do. What was working for you, what's not. So I love it.
I gotta say this, because if you're the entrepreneur who was taking this really hard, you know, or was already struggling before this, I always chuckle because I look at the growth we've had, and in 2 years, we hit 30 cities across Canada and the U.S., over 13,000 entrepreneurs, 30 takeover hosts, and 12 partnerships. There's a lot of work that went into that, and we would be considered very successful at that point. And no matter where you are, no matter what level you're at, it's hard. And the most common thing that comes out of my mouth is, did that just flip and happen?
Like, yeah. So I swear, in this last month, I've said that way too many times. I'm like, okay, here we go. Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't matter where you're at, you're going to have challenges. Some of them will be really big, some of them will be really small. But again, it's all about pivoting. We're always pivoting, not just because this is happening. We're always pivoting to find solutions around problems and challenges. So
yeah.
Take it with grace.
Yeah. And if I guess, no, not to even, I just to kind of touch on it real quick. I know like one of the biggest things in the last 2 weeks has been all these new laws and acts that affect people with under 50 employees now. And which normally I wouldn't pay attention to, but now I'm like, oh, and like very similar, like, did that just flip and happen? You know, I'm like, so now I gotta like have all these lawyers do all this contract and oh gosh, it's just like, but there's just things you gotta like, you know, it's another
the
day.
Things in you the, didn't know you needed to know.
Yeah, yeah. And now I'm like, now I need to study up on this. Yeah, exactly. So there's just things like that. But I love it. It's definitely, we're always solving problems. And this may sound harsh, but yeah, it's definitely not for everyone. You know, there's going to be people, this is going to really, I feel, really show like whether this was just a hobby or if it was like you were serious about this, you know? So it's how we go about things. But well, thanks, you know, just to kind of wrap it up here, but thanks again for coming on. I really appreciate it to have a conversation here at the water cooler and we'll, or the proverbial online water cooler. And then, yeah, I'd love to see how much more this grows. And I'd love to see a Savvy Networker come down to Colorado Springs where we're able to have in-persons again. That would be fantastic.
We've lined up all of our speakers for 2021 just about because we were like, what are we going to do now?
Yeah.
So we have a great lineup of speakers for you guys.
Okay, awesome. No, I'm definitely excited. I'll connect with, I forget who it was, Sarah. I think it was, not Sarah. Oh my gosh, her name's drawn. I'm drawing a blank, but she's up in Denver. But yeah, I'll definitely go ahead and reach out to her and connect with you to see if I can help out anything down here as well in Colorado Springs. We're only an hour away, but it's still kind of a big drive, I guess. So
you'll be dying to get in the car and drive and go do something once this is all
over. Yeah, I'm sure, right? Yeah, definitely. So
all right.
Well, thanks again for coming on and I appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. Bye.